Bottom Nation, it's your top. Ashley Gavin here. I want to shout out the Patreon because we are expanding our team. And also, you might know, you might have heard me talk about it. We don't get as many ads as other podcasts because of the name and the content of the podcast. You make this possible. So even donating $1 a month really, really helps. It goes to Alex and it goes to our new team member and me and Kate. So we really, really appreciate it. You get a lot of bonus content, and I'm putting it out there. We need a boost to support this new team member. So go check it out, patreon.com/WHGS. I'm trying to get us to 4,500 subscribers. That's my goal. We're at 3,600. That's 900. It's a huge jump. But even if you only donate a dollar, that really helps. So patreon.com/WHGS. Also, my tour dates, ashleygavin.com. Going to a lot of places. I don't feel like listing them all. Look at the screen. If you don't have a screen, go to ashleygavin.com. You piece of shit. No, I'm sorry. Thank you for donating. And listener, go support Kate. They are starting their regular show, The Lucas Spectacular. It's a comedy show, drag, variety, music, all kinds of great things. Go check it out. Union Hall in Brooklyn, Thursday, May 26th. At the Kate Sis, go check it out Thursday, May 26th, listener. And then today on the podcast, we have my dear, dear friend, Maddie Wiener. She is one of my favorite comedians. She just released a Comedy Central set. She was on the Just for Last Festival. She is a hot rising star, and she just realized that she is bisexual. And she talks about coming out to her partner, how having a supportive partner was so great, especially during the pandemic. But now she's single and she's out in the wild, and I want you to hook up with her. And she told me that was okay to say. So go slide into Maddie's DMs and enjoy this episode. Have a great week, Bottom. Listener, this episode is brought to you by Helix, my absolute favorite mattress. I am getting the best sleep of my life on a Helix. And you can too if you go over and take their little quiz, their 2-minute quiz. It's going to match you with the perfect mattress for you, and you'll be sleeping like a baby in no time. And right now, Helix is offering 25% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. I just found out you're bisexual.
I found out not too long before that. We've been tearing through the fossil records, which is how many times I watched the Nicki Minaj Super Bass video in sixth grade. And they were thinking now, probably genderqueer and bisexual. A lot of it is very hypothetical. I have not had gay sex yet.
But have you had sex with a dude where you felt this is not straight?
No, I don't think so. Boy, oh boy, would I love to peg a guy, but the day has not come.
If you pegged a guy, that wouldn't be straight.
I've tried to assure many a man that it would be.
Shout out to his family.
Shout out to his family. Did you?
We don't have to begin on that.
No, we're making fun of, we do.
We were making fun of a DJ.
David Guetta.
We can leave it there.
Oh my God.
David Guetta is a huge fan of the podcast, and he will be offended.
That, no, I know what you're talking about. It's horrific.
Yes.
I don't know if we're recording right now, how loudly I have to denounce how horrific that video is.
It is horrific.
It's like so not okay.
But it's also comedically the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
It's so painful.
It's so cringy and
it's
awful.
So painful.
It sounds like something they wrote in Veep.
It does. It sounds like something they wrote in Veep.
Well, we're in the apartment. We're having gay sex.
Yes.
Yeah, we're back. We're taking we're not taking a break, listener. We will get my content every Monday, come hell or high water. But I'm going on a little tour, so we're not going to record for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
This is our last recording for a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, it's you, Maddie.
I'm honored.
We've chosen you. As seen on Comedy Central in the Just for Last Festival, Maddie Wiener, rising star.
Hello.
Truly one of the funniest people I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Yeah, so funny.
Thanks for doing my show.
Oh, you're fantastic. Happy to be here.
Yeah. You're very gay today. The denim on denim. If you're not watching, if you're listening, Maddie's wearing full denim on denim.
It's a lot. I was telling you two nights ago at the show, I was like, oh, I have so much like imposter syndrome about like I'm new to like queer identity. And you were like, you're one of the gayer people I've ever met in my life. And I was like, it was very affirming. And it's giving me denim on denim confidence.
You're fucking gay, bro. It's like gross. You were like, thank you. Oh my God, thank you. That was so affirming. It was so empowering. You are, though. But then you said the funniest thing. You said to your guy friend or whatever, oh, can I wear this dress?
Oh, yeah. I like used to have a joke like when I was like 16 when I started comedy about like, oh, people think I'm gay. And I was like wearing, and I usually dress like this. And then one night I was like wearing like this very like femme dress. And I asked my friend, I was like, do you think that joke will still work? And he was like, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. It's like in your face. And I was like, okay, cool.
And he's right. Is the thing.
He was just like doing phrenology to find out which of his friends are gay.
But don't you think people have gay face?
Huh.
Do you think people have gay face?
Seems like a slippery slope.
We're safe here. We're safe here.
I think you can sometimes tell somebody who is in a gender expression that they don't feel comfortable with. There's like clues from their facial language and body language. That's like, this doesn't work.
Yeah. I think I have gay face. Which is so weird because I look just like my mother. And if you were to tell my mom that she'd like actually have a conniption. If you were like, you have a gay face, my mom would be like, what the fuck are you talking about? That's like offensive. And yeah.
She would dramatically react to something in an emotional way. That's not gay at all.
She would call me out on Twitter and start and be like, trigger warning, I was told I have gay face.
I'm starting a GoFundMe to get out of a toxic housing situation. My daughter told me that I have gay face.
With my daughter.
Oh my God. I'm so glad that's a meme now, because before I felt like I couldn't talk about it.
Because it's like, some people are really genuinely in bad situations and should help. But then there is like that meme of like, of like non-binary people starting a GoFundMe because they're like, my roommate told me to do the dishes. And it was real.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you're here.
Thank you.
We'll introduce ourselves a little bit.
Yeah, let's do it.
I am Ashley Gavin. I'm a cis gay white woman. She, her pronouns. Fuck! Did you play any sports?
I dabbled in, I played lacrosse and I did synchronized ice skating.
There you go.
Synchronized ice
skating.
That's
a new one.
Yeah. We have not had that yet.
What is that?
It's like you're on like this big team and it's like synchronized swimming, but it's like,
but on ice?
You're all like, yeah, and
wait,
you're like getting,
we have to pause,
you do
the
formations.
Intros. Let's talk about this for a second.
You're like on a team and you do these like different big shape formations that move around, and it's like figure skating,
like North
but
Korea.
It's like it feels very propagandistic. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about in North Korea?
Wait, I actually don't.
I don't know. I was,
just,
I
like,
was thinking
vibe.
About this.
Just a North Korean
no,
vibe.
I just agreed blindly.
I was just thinking about how birds do that, like the starlings do that in Europe. They make shapes
like the big
around.
Like formations in the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. Or like the drones at the Super Bowl.
The drones at the Super Bowl.
Making
are,
the Pepsi logo.
They are like North Korea. Like that. That is like our North Korea. So in North Korea, there's a festival every summer. And if there are more, if there are deeper origins to this festival that I don't know about in Korean history, let me know. But I know this festival as like this huge propagandistic like thing that they have these coordinated dances, like mass number of people dancing for just like I used to know the word for this. I used to be obsessed with North Korea. So you were ice skating for Kim Jong-un.
I was ice skating, yeah.
Would you like hold each other's wrists and whip each other around?
Actually, like kind of. You're like, your arms are like interlocked at some point.
Yeah.
And then when it gets really fancy, we didn't do this, but like when it gets really fancy, you're like lifting people up and doing little spins and stuff. We were
as
not
a team.
That good.
Wow.
We were the fourth highest ranked Eastern Regional Synchronized Ice Skating
and
Team.
How many
holy
were
crap.
There's like eight. So it's like, yeah, it's not a hard ladder.
That was like
to
in
climb.
Massachusetts, I was top 100 women cross country skiers.
Were you really?
99th place, baby.
I'm not top ranked in anything.
It was just like, I'm sure there was people who were better than me, but I was just at the states.
You were just there that day.
I was at the state championship.
They just shoved you.
You know what I'm saying? Like I was there, I was in a high school where it was an option to ski. Obviously, not all of the schools had an option to ski. Public schools. So I'm sure there was private school girls who were
well,
much
better. Well, those kids always had an option to ski. Whether
so
or not it was at school.
We did this massive race. It was so long. I had no business fucking being there. And I'm like dying as I cross the finish line. And then I look at the list and I was like 99th. And I was like, yes, top 100. There was like 114 people in the race. Like, I was like making the volunteers like wait extra long. They're looking at their clocks being like, it's almost dusk. But then I got to cross the line and be like, top 100. Ooh, I just burped.
That's great.
We celebrated Alex's birthday before
Yes,
this.
Yes. We all went on the date.
Happy birthday.
I have a date that I do in the neighborhood. I have like a date spot. So we went to the date spot and we got ice cream and pie. Oh, would you like some pie?
I would love some pie.
Okay, we'll get thank you. Some, let's get you some pie. Maybe. Oh, Alex, thank you. It is your birthday. Go fetch your pie and give it to Maddie. But that's the question. Like a,
was it like an evil stepmother? I'm like, let me eat your birthday pie.
Was the dancing good?
Yeah, there was one guy.
One guy.
Okay, yeah. Like so cheer, you needed like to a have a gay team. Guy there to keep it co-ed.
He was the coach's son. I think he was straight.
What?
I don't want to speculate
was
about.
Was it a male coach?
No, a female coach.
Okay, okay.
We had all
okay.
female coaches, and there was like one. We had like three different teams, and there was like one guy. He was extremely
that poor
good.
Kid, he was like, I just wanted to play hockey.
But yeah, but your mom's the coach, and she's like, no, get in the. And we all had like matching like leotards and like very like dance mom's makeup, and yeah. then he would wear like a full like tuxedo and skates.
Oh wow,
it was very cute.
Did everyone love him?
Oh, everyone was obsessed with him. Yeah,
yeah. He got 100 hand jobs that year. He was like, I love ice dancing. Everyone thinks I'm gay, and in turn, I get 100 hand jobs from girls.
I'm sorry, I'm canceled for assuming that the one ice dancing boy is gay. Canceled. I know what I did. I did it on purpose, if I'm being totally honest. But what if he had been gay?
What then? Okay, wait, here's my other fantasy about ice skating. Is because I don't think you're allowed to mix up the genders in the Olympics. Like, they wouldn't let two men do gay ice dancing or figure skating. So my thing is, like, make it a boy-girl couple, but make the girl massive and the boy tiny, and so it's the girl who's throwing
him. Yeah, reverse the genders around.
Yeah.
Get one of the power lifters.
Yeah.
Teach him how to ice skate.
Yeah.
And then get a male diver, a gymnast.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
Do you ever see that old SNL sketch that was like straight male ice yes. skaters? It was like yes. they made like a new category in the Olympics for like straight male ice skating, and they're all wearing like hockey jerseys and like fumbling around. They can barely stand up. They're like eating chips on the ice. It's so good.
That. I'm also thinking of the synchronized swimming duo
sketch. SNL?
Yeah.
Sports sketches are fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, cool. I'm glad I got to know a little bit about synchronized ice dancing. Ice dancing?
Ice skating.
Ice skating. So what kind of tricks did you do? Did you spin?
There were spins. There were some little jumps. The synchronized stuff was like mostly footwork. Mm. It's like a lot of like,
yeah.
you're not doing a lot of like big jumps or spins or anything because you're all like having to do it like in time. Like it's a lot of like arms like out, interlocked, getting in big circles and like traveling down
okay.
the ice.
There's like one queer listener at home right now being like, this is my story. And everyone else is like, okay, this was a lot on ice dancing. But yeah, anyway, I'm Ashley Gavin. I'm a cis gay white woman. She, her pronouns, all the things you fucking know. And then, as always, my cancel coach to keep me from getting canceled, are they the one boy out in the rink? Can't really give him a traditional hand job. Kate Sisk.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Kate Sisk, the cancel coach, the fat in the chat. I am a white bisexual lesbian dyke. My pronouns are she, he, they. I said it without pausing, but my eyes are closed because I can't bear to see the truth about myself. You can sign up for my yes. mailing and text list at my website, katesisk.com. I'm at the Kate Sisk on Insta and Twitter, where you can find details about the Luke Ash Spectacular. If this airs before May 26th, there's a show at Union Hall on May 26th, 10 p.m. If this airs after that date, then hopefully there'll be one in June as
there
well.
There will be one because it's going to sell out because you're fucking going, you pieces of shit. You.
Yeah, it really matters. If you want to come, that's the show to come to so that I can keep doing it.
Yeah, definitely go support.
And
anyway,
my gender of the week is amazing. So I'm going to put the sound of this up to the microphone. It's this guy did a video where he's like, I don't believe this, but my sister told me that this is like...
Okay, so I'm just learning about this. I don't believe that this is a real thing, but I need you guys to tell me. My sister says that girls get into the car with their head first and guys get in butt first. Let me show you.
So then his sister gets in head first, and I'm like, okay, weird. And then he gets in butt first, and I'm like, that's how I do it.
Okay, now I got it.
I just said okay, the
that's
same
how
thing
I do too, which is very affirming, but how would you get in head first?
Can you show me the two different
I
ways?
I will show you. So she kind of like opens the door.
I do that.
Oh.
That's how I get in a car.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he kind of sits his seat in first.
It must be a center of gravity thing. It's got to be a center of gravity
Oh, that
thing.
Makes sense.
Maybe. Maybe.
How do you get in the car?
But first.
Well,
and I even hit my head sometimes going in.
Because your center of gravity is off.
I don't know.
This is how we know you're non-binary. Because you can't do it either way, and you can't. You literally, that stereotype is true. Gay people can't sit. Anyway, Maddie, do you mind introducing yourself?
Yes, I'm Maddie. She, they pronouns. You figuring it out. Big old question mark up here. I'm
you Maddie. Identify as a question mark.
I identify as a question mark because I'm curvy. and I also have a period. Let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go.
I'm at Maddie T. Wiener on Instagram, and I'm going on tour with my good buddy Emil Joaquim this summer. So
that's great. Where are you guys going?
We're doing a little loop of like kind of the middle of the country. We're hitting like, we're going like from Chicago all the way down to like Austin and up to Denver and doing nice. Some spots in between.
Cool. All right, let's get into gay sex. I don't know how long we've been going. I have so many things that I could talk about. Okay, Maddie, you get to pick.
Okay.
All right. I've been hanging out with this Brazilian MILF. We're on a three episode.
You still didn't do it? I really thought you would have had sex by
now. I have a story.
Okay.
Brazilian MILF.
Okay.
And then there's the return. I had a break from my main for a little bit. So there was the return of main. I have a, like a, you know, like a main situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Is this someone I've seen on Instagram?
What does that mean?
I'm like, I was like, is this,
I was have like, you been stalking me?
I did stalk you. Is that bad?
No.
I'm going to go off. I'm going to die due on diligence. That hill. I do that to everyone.
Yeah. Sure.
If I have met somebody, I'm like, I've probably seen at least a month back on your Instagram.
Yeah.
Is that insane?
No, it's not.
It's
okay.
Not. No, I'm not.
This
gonna,
is radical honesty.
Everyone, I keep everyone anonymous. So whether or not they've been on my Instagram story or anything like that.
I just fucked up like the whole thing here. Okay.
I don't pose main on main.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Main is not on main.
Okay.
So main's not even in the stories.
Yeah, main's not making it in the stories.
Okay, main is off the grid.
Totally off the grid. She's not at all off the grid, but.
She's off your
she's
grid.
Off your she's grid. Off my grid.
We can hear about the non-sex with Brazilian MILF or the return of main.
Return of main.
Oh, which it's one? A return.
Well.
Main's return. It sounds like a book.
It sounds like Star Wars. It's the least gay sex thing ever. Anyway, you get to pick.
I want to hear about Maine.
Okay. Anyway, so I have a little bit of a main situation, which I haven't been talking about much.
You know what I was just thinking about? Remember when you were with the horse girl?
Oh.
And you remember how you have a joke about how horses are sexy?
They are.
So when you're saying main, I'm thinking that main and then main. Like it's the main that you're yanking on.
It is the main that I'm yanking on. There is some main yanking going on. And am I yelling yeehaw? Yes, absolutely. Yeah. If I'm going to yank on a main, I'm going to yell yeehaw.
Yeah.
So main.
Should we name her?
Yeah, give her a name.
Sarah.
Okay, so I've been hooking up with Sarah for a little bit. And it's not anything. It's not anything.
Well, I know everyone, you mean calm it if down. You say it twice.
It's definitely not anything.
Right, guys?
what do you guys think? Is it something? Write in, listener.
If you look in each other's eyes and you come at the same time and then you cry a little bit and almost say I love you, that's nothing, right?
what happens if you do say I love you? Anyway, so main had some health things come up and she had like a procedure done.
Oh.
So that we couldn't have sex.
That sounds like she got a procedure done to just to close it out, to be like, I want to stop so badly that I had a procedure done that it's not.
She got the revergination procedure.
She's like, I don't know how to call this off. She's like so socially anxious. She's like, I don't know how to call this off. So I'm just going to have a biopsy of my uterus. And
it was actually me. I got my gallbladder removed. Yeah. You know the fuck thing I got? The fucked up thing is I got my bladder removed. Gallbladder removed.
I love you, but specific. Can you take your hand
sorry,
off?
I thought it was something else.
What else?
There's sometimes a tall glass thing here.
Oh, you're so right. Do you need your tall glass thing?
No, it's okay.
I apologize. I'm just going to remember to sip out of this side of the bottle.
Anyway, I got my gallbladder out. And then at my follow-up, like 30 days later, they're like, you can go back to like having sex and masturbating. And I was like, nobody fucking said nothing about not being supposed to.
Yeah. So she wasn't supposed to have sex.
Okay, and they
and
told her.
Also,
apparently,
because of what the procedure was, she didn't want me poking down there because I was always like, "What if I just..." And she was like, "No, I don't want you down there." And I was like, "And I didn't want to push her, but I also just there's
your hat like that and your expression made you look like Dopey from the Disney.
I am. I identify as Dopey when there's like a femina blazer, a bisexual femina blazer. I am Dopey. And she was like, "Look, there's never a situation that a vagina is in that I am not pretty much still down. Like period stuff.
Spiders.
Yeah. Cobwebs. Maybe you're cooking something in there.
Radiation.
Tracking device.
Right. From years
Chernobyl.
Ago.
From years ago.
Wait, what did you say?
Tracking device.
Tracking device. Whatever you got going on, I'm in. Like I'm in. I just love it so much. Mm-hmm. I love it when girls work out and they don't shower. Like, I think that's great.
Yeah.
Am I gross?
No.
Okay. I just let me in there. But she was like, a doctor told me that you can't be down there.
Yeah.
It's medically impossible.
Right. Or she went to a doctor to get a doctor's note to keep me from being down there. And then so for 3 weeks, we like really didn't do anything. If it was, it was just like making out and cuddling. It was weird because like our relationship was primarily like hooking up.
Mm.
We weren't.
So she wasn't unreciprocated.
No, totally.
Oh,
we got brunch one time and then she went down on me afterwards.
Nice.
What a great day. Got brunch and then I got head. That is such an incredible day. At the pancake place we walked by.
Oh, nice.
That's where I got head. And
go, did I mention those were happening at the same time?
Flap them jacks.
Jack them flaps.
Right, that's right. I did. I had it in the absolute wrong order.
Anyways, getting my flaps jacked. So and it was great, but finally we got to have sex again.
Nice.
Lots of just pent up sexual energy.
Yeah.
And I just was like, she hasn't even been able to masturbate. She's been doing stuff to me. I haven't been able to do stuff to her. So I really was like, I'm fucking you today. Like I really went to town.
I'm a flapping your jack. I just said it wrong again.
Jacking your flaps. Jacking
your flaps.
What is wrong with you?
It's a classic saying. How are you messing this up?
Did you really just say could care less? That's the equivalent of saying flap your jack.
Did you just say that nature is healing? So I was like, I'm really gonna take care of her. And gosh, I just love the vagina so much. It had
golly gee.
Gee willikers. Zippity doo-dah.
Heavens almighty. What a pleasure it is.
Well, goodness gracious. I would just love a fat puss right on my face. If that isn't the bee's knees.
Well, shiver me timbers and call me Dolly if I don't want to climb up in there.
Oh, man. It's the pussy's pajamas down there. The cat's pajamas?
Oh.
Too much A to C? Did I kill
it? I didn't know that saying.
Oh, my dog
I've heard
was
it
just
as,
dropped in awe.
Oh, thank you.
I've heard it as the cat's meow.
The cat's meow.
Yeah.
Cat's pajamas. Hey, Google, tell me about the cat's pajamas.
On the website phrases.org.uk, they say, the cat's pajamas is a nonsense phrase, but there's some sense behind it. There's a related cat expression, the cat's whiskers.
Okay, how dare you? It's not nonsense, okay?
We're talking about pussy here.
Yes, and whimsy. By God.
Hey, Google, tell me about Jack Them Flaps.
Jack Flaps Luncheonette is on 530 Euclid Avenue, Architects of Rock and Roll in Cleveland.
Let's go. Let's make a pilgrimage.
We go to Limestone Festival and then we just go to this. Jack's Flaps. Just to take a photo in front of it. Anyway, so the vagina is so cool. The vulva is so cool because she had like female blue balls, dude. She got so swollen. I had never like seen it puffed up like that.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was an honor.
Your pussy was full of cum.
Yeah. It was so much jizz in her fucking clip, man. It was 2 weeks of jizz in that clip.
3 weeks of jizz.
That happened to me once, and I was inexperienced enough that I was very scared.
Yeah.
And so was the girl that I happened to.
One time I did it to a girl, and I could actually look at it. She was like, it really hurts. Yeah. I was like, it looks like a balloon animal.
It really was scary.
Yeah.
It was really scary.
So I was so excited to have sex with her, but I made her come so hard, she just was passing out. She was trying to finger me. And she fully fell asleep.
Oh my God.
Because of the relief of coming.
Yeah, I think she was just like.
Because you drained her. That was so gross. As soon as
no, that's what this is for. Yeah. I really jacked the fuck out of those flaps.
She fucking flew around the room like a deflated balloon.
Yeah, so.
Like opening a water bottle on an airplane.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining she falls asleep with her finger inside you and you're just like
Well, it wasn't inside of me. I still could have done that because we have an ancient debate whether fingering is exclusively inside or both inside and outside. I believe it is both. Kate's on the other side.
To me, fingering suggests finger going in.
Same. I think of outside
patriarchy.
Unlabeled
patriarchy.
Touching.
Patriarchy.
No, if a boy said that he fingered another boy, I would think it meant in the ass, not
still
on
patriarchy.
And around it. Why?
Because it's about putting your thing in a hole. All the it's just
penetration centric.
Yeah,
but if I'm coming at it from communicating what I want,
sure.
Then if I said finger me, I would want inside. And if I didn't want
you'd
inside,
say touch.
I would say touch me, rub my clit. Because if I just wanted outside and I said finger me.
This is actually the best argument chaos. I've heard because this is a practical argument versus my deeply philosophical argument.
And I couldn't be penetrated for so long that I had to be very specific about what I was asking for.
What is this motion?
Teeny little hymen. Or big hymen,
big
I guess.
Hymen.
Yeah. Teeny little
big strong
entry.
Hymen.
The manliest.
To get it chopped out.
Kate, your hymen. Your hymen is so big and strong.
Thanks.
I give it creatine. Anyway, that's my gay sex from this week.
Nice.
Listener, don't forget to support the Patreon, patreon.com/WHGS. That's how we pay Alex. He is a full-time employee of the podcast. We could not pay him on ads alone. That's how we pay Kate. And of course, me also. This is full-time work. So please consider going and donating. And in return for those donations, you get bonus episodes. You get comped tickets when I'm in your city. You get extended, unfiltered, uncut episodes, weekly access to my Zoom stream of my show in New York, and lots of other stuff. Patreon.com/WHGS. Listener, do not miss me when I'm in your city. I know you miss my TikToks and my Instagram posts, and sometimes you skip podcast episodes. I'm only in town once a year, so let me text you once a year when I'm in town, or I can email you ashleygavin.com. There's going to be 25 cities on this tour. Don't miss your city. And listener, go support Kate. They are starting their regular show, The Lucas Spectacular. It's a comedy show, drag, variety, music, all kinds of great things. Go check it out. Union Hall in Brooklyn, Thursday, May 26th. At the Kate Sis, go check it out Thursday, May 26th, listener. Listener, spring has sprung. Love is in the air, and that means you need your Helix mattress. You don't want to bring a girl home and have her crawl into your bed and feel like shit the next day, and then she takes it out on you and never sees you again. Help your boo thang get a good night's sleep on a Helix mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex. Take the 2-minute mattress quiz, and you'll find out which mattress is best for you. And it's no stress. You get 100 nights to try it. And there's a 10 to 15 year warranty. So don't sweat this decision. But I know you're going to love it because you don't have to take my word for it. Helix has been awarded the #1 mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Maddie, did you have gay sex this week?
I did not, but should I wait? I'm sorry, this is fucking the flow. Try to say something else that is gay sex, or should I just openly admit that I'm not had gay sex, like a loser?
You think that there's some sort of structure. I think you think that this podcast has segments and plan.
And this, like, sorry, do you want to cut to the cue card first? Or like,
this podcast is chaos.
You can you can truly do both. You could mention your sex life if you wanted, and then tell a story.
You can literally just tell a story.
You can just
heart.
Talk about your sex work. You can say what. Oh, I said sex work.
I heard it. I heard it.
You could talk about.
That'd
your
be
work.
Really funny if we introduced Maddie fully as a comedian and they are a sex worker, and we didn't include that in the intro.
I'm an unemployed sex worker. I'm not a sex worker.
Did you get checks from the government?
I should file for a job that I never had.
Man, dude, that must have sucked in quarantine.
For the sex workers?
Yeah.
Well, maybe Zoom.
Oh.
Well,
it's not the same.
No, it's really not. Somebody tried to get me to pay to have my dog trained over Zoom.
Just remember that they're operating from a place of desperation.
Dog trainer?
Yeah.
It was post-vaccine summertime.
Oh,
meet
no,
me in a
no,
park.
No. Anyway, I'll say this because, yes, you can talk about how you're not having any sex. I just found out you're bisexual two nights ago at my show.
I found out not too long before that.
You mean instead of regular gay?
No.
No, I thought, instead of straight.
I thought Maddie was genderqueer.
I see.
And attracted to, like, men, cis men. That, and then I learned that was not the case.
That's what it was also a recent development for me. But now the thinking right now is probably
the experts are divided, but the
general
consensus for the moment.
The scientists say
the current discourse surrounding me and my pussy in my own head is such that recent findings suggest that
new developments are pointing towards.
We've been tearing through the fossil records, which is how many times I watched the Nicki Minaj Super Bass video in sixth grade. And they were thinking now, probably genderqueer and bisexual.
Nice.
But it's a lot of it is very hypothetical. I have not had gay sex yet. Unless you count sex with men where I was there.
Yeah.
But I think that does not count.
Have you had sex?
I think it can count.
I do too. Have you had sex with men that you felt genderqueer? Well, do you like non-binary or genderqueer? I don't even know.
Probably genderqueer is more. I feel like because gender fluid was the phrase I was using for a long time.
Gender
I feel like I fluctuate between like non-binary and like something femish.
Femish.
I'm Flemish.
I was looking. The reason I took that long pause is because I was looking for the Flemish joke, and I didn't have one. Not in my arsenal.
I don't
arsenal.
Know anything about
the Flemish.
I don't even know what country that
is. Hey Google,
tell me about the Flemish.
According to Wikipedia, Flemish is a low Franconian dialect cluster of the Dutch language. It is sometimes referred to as Flemish Dutch, Belgian Dutch, or Southern Dutch. It is spoken by Flemings, the dominant ethnic group of the region.
So it's just a specific type of white person.
It's the kind of sound. What it
That's
like.
What it sounds like. It sounds like a white person went onto Wikipedia and like just spiced it up with phlegm, which is a bizarre but on point choice for. Anyway, but have you had sex with a dude where you felt.
Not straight.
This is not straight.
No, I don't think so. Boy, oh boy, would I love to peg a guy, but the day has not come. No, that's not straight. Nothing's ever been
spicy. If you pegged a guy, that wouldn't be straight.
You don't think so?
No.
I've tried to assure many a man that it would be.
How does that conversation go?
Have you asked guys? Okay.
Please?
That's why it's not straight, because that actually does sound like a guy trying to have anal sex with his girlfriend. That's their best argument. Please. No.
I should pull the birthday card.
Yeah.
It's my birthday.
Come on, it's your birthday.
That's how good it'll be. Happy birthday.
All right. Well, what is this? I kind of then want to know a little bit about like your self-discovery.
Okay. This is so dumb, but I think literally because I didn't feel like I was like, okay, I was like, when I masturbate, 80% of the time I am thinking about women. But then when I thought about, but I was like, oh, I've never really like had a crush on a girl. So it must just be that like, maybe I'm like picturing myself as that woman and that's why it's hot. And that's what I thought for like 10 years. And then I was like, no, if tits just do it for you, like you're gay. Like, are you stupid? I was like, tits are like the hottest thing in the world to me. And I was like, yeah, but I don't know if that's like, it just wasn't clicking for some reason. And then one day I was like, you're stupid. Like,
yeah,
you're obviously, you like went like, yeah.
Yeah.
It just happened like that. Or was there a pair of tits that was like, this is. I felt weird saying pair of tits.
Why?
Objectify. Was there
you
a woman?
Said rack.
Was there a sweet rack that did it for you, hon? I thought you were suggesting rack as the solution. You say rack. Was there a sweet rack that did it?
I just mean there was worse choices than me.
Sure. Yeah.
Was there a dynamic duo of melons that sent you over the edge?
Like I'm being interrogated in the 1940s for being gay.
Anyway, was it like a particular moment? Do you remember the moment?
No, it was like, I think I kind of was in the whole wave of like quarantine. I'm out by alone with my thoughts for a year. And I
realized. Yeah, classic.
Yeah. So I was in a relationship with a guy who was a very great guy who was like, encouraged me to, he was like, kind of,
I hate hearing
like,
this.
About am, I a good be, guy? Am I being a traitor right now?
No.
Then he was like, no, I was like very cool about like not threatened by it and was like, I like talked to him about it. So I kind of like,
yeah,
was like nice to like discover that, but not feel like it was like jeopardizing that
yes
relationship.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah, that's nice. Really
I want to give him a shout out for like, he gave me space to do that, which is really cool. Okay. I will not salute any more men on the show.
I think it's very nice. Nice. I think a lot of people come to realizations of themselves when they're already in relationships.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
You hear so many horror stories that it's really nice to hear that
a nice one.
It can go well.
Yeah, and if you're in a relationship
even
with someone.
Even if it ends up ending.
Yeah, you can support them. Like, you know.
You're not together anymore?
No, we broke up because I moved, but
yeah,
very good friends.
I was going to say, did you tell him about thinking about the tits? And he was like, nah, that's what I do. Was he helpful in that way?
Nice to have a sounding board. No, he was more just like, encouraged me to be like, it's not a big deal if you are. Like, I had it built in my head that I would have to like reconfigure my entire life.
Yeah.
And so I was like laundry that I didn't want to do or something. You know what I mean? I was just like putting it off. And then nothing else to do, so he was kind of like, no, what is that?
And you haven't had,
you have a shrine built titties in the corner room. He's like, no, like, what is that? I encourage you to dig deeper about the fucking shrine to titties.
It's so funny. If I was like making, he was so supportive and he's like, what the fuck is going on here, dude?
He's like supportive in the way that you're like hitting rock bottom. You're hitting rock boobies.
He was so supportive. He had an intervention for me.
He's like, what is all this porn? Why is it only tits? So are you dating? Are you now trying to date women?
So it's on the table, but I also am on Prozac. So I have like such a low sex drive that I've just been like, it's been more of an internal shift. By which I mean I've been fingering myself.
It's literally been an internal shift. And
but no, I changed my app settings and stuff, but I haven't gone on any dates yet. But I also haven't gone on any dates with any guys since I moved here. I've just been.
How long have you been here?
6 months.
Oh, we got to get married.
Well, between a low sex drive and working at night, it's difficult.
It is difficult.
And I'm like, I can't date a comic.
Right.
It's too much.
There's also only like four of us. It's me, Kate, Emma Willman.
Oh, I said right really quickly because I thought you were also including the men comics, of which there's very many.
Yeah. But it'd be hard. It would be hard to meet like a gay female comic anyway. I know you think there's so many of us, but there's really not. There's just like, there's not that many of us. The community's so small.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't date a comedian.
No, it's too much.
Have you matched with anyone?
I have matched with some girls.
Chatting?
Like brief text back and forth. But I'm like so shy.
You're trapped. You're trapped in lesbian hell. You're doing the lesbian staring at each other from across the bar for 45 minutes and then not making a move. I think we should message someone.
Oh God, should we pull up Hinge? Okay.
Wow, you were so receptive.
You
to
were
that.
So willing.
I really thought this was going to be a battle.
Did you see my eyes? I got ready to slap it down.
Unless and you're if you have an opportunity to study under a master, it's like, why would you? Who
so
can turn
much.
That down? You know.
That's really nice. I'm not doing so well on there.
Let me see. If
can
I
see your profile?
Any... Yeah. Oh my gosh. Wait. I really have not been that active on this. Okay.
I think this is actually a strong set of photos. They actually look like you. They're good photos.
Oh, thank you.
They're fun. You're doing something you love in one. You're showing your different sides. We've got a little masculinity over here.
This is absolutely mortifying.
I won't shut up about my pet rabbit, Wilbur, a gentleman. That's great. We know.
You have a pet rabbit?
I do.
Aw.
He's a little sweet baby boy.
Aw. I don't know. I found the one when the last of my eggs are dying.
I don't even know what that means. That's the thing that I cringe when I put. I was like, what?
No, I think it's pretty funny.
I don't even know what that means.
I think it means when you're. I think the joke.
Oh,
I think it was a joke.
It. Yeah, I think I was. I think the that joke probably, was like, I'll settle when
yes.
I am no longer
yeah,
fertile.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how I read it.
Time. Yeah. Oh, damn. That's pretty funny. Okay.
Yeah. Random it is pretty funny. A random fact I love. In 1932, the Australian government declared war against emus, a large flight. I like that you define what an emu is. Listen, here's my first piece of advice. If this bitch doesn't know what an emu is,
she's out of the running.
Can't
she's
you
out
just
of the
see someone thinking it's like an ethnic group and being like, report.
you
she hates emos.
Or they thought it was supposed to say emos. There was actually a war on emos. Our culture is under attack.
A war on emos.
They won't fight back. They just keep slitting their wrists.
Oh my God. Yeah, all the casualties were from their side. It's crazy.
You have no vices. Do you not drink?
I actually don't. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I'm like sober.
Did you get sober?
Yeah, but not because I hit like a rough rock bottom or anything. I just like, for some reason, I thought you were showing me something. I'm an idiot. I have the attention span of a squirrel.
Have you seen this? Well, let's see. Now, I want to look at your matches.
Oh, wait, can I see you?
Maddie, 50 plus matches?
Yeah, but some of those are... It's still set to men and women. And so many men just swipe right.
Yeah, that's what
and
I
then go through
do.
Afterwards and are like, do
yeah,
I like
yeah,
any
yeah.
of these people? So sometimes I'll go through like people who liked you and I'm like, yeah, okay.
But so.
Wait, can I see your
yes,
first? I don't.
Because you were saying, and I think this is practical advice for people at home. You were saying like, oh, we just exchange a couple messages. And then I'm assuming no one makes a strong move.
It's a lot of like just liked each other's photos and then didn't say anything. It's actually only like 3 years. That's
you're in lesbian
yeah, it's
hell.
Like that. Yeah,
she is cute.
Yeah, she's
let me
really
say,
pretty.
Let me see.
Bro.
Yeah, she's really cute. Okay, now I'm like, okay, maybe I should message this girl, but I get so nervous. I don't know.
You have to play the volume game.
I had my pinky up. I'm so nervous. The volume game.
You just gotta
send out a mass.
You gotta be prepared to. You gotta. You
send
gotta
out a mass email.
Be okay. To whom it may concern.
Hey, Google Cal invite. Come fuck me. Weekly just, forever.
Just, yeah, weekly forever.
An Eventbrite. Just a weekly Eventbrite. To fuck you at a location. No, I think you need to like. You're afraid of making the first move.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm afraid of being. Oh my gosh. Okay, now we're getting to like deep actual. What am
I
afraid of? I'm just afraid of like doing something wrong or of like someone being like, that's not how we do it over here, newbie. Like, you know what I mean?
That's so funny to have someone be like, you don't have enough XP to be a lesbian. Like, how long have you been playing this game?
No one would ever say that. But I also don't want to be the person that's like, oh my gosh, I've never been with a girl before. And they're like, hey, well, I don't want you to like, I'm not here to like teach you shit. You know what I mean?
How do you know she's never been with a...
That's a good point.
She's 25.
You also don't owe anyone in that information if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Didn't we have a listener story on your having gay sex where they were like, oh, I had sex with someone and I didn't tell them that it was my first time.
Yeah.
Which is totally good to go.
Good to go.
I like that. Now that you're like saying all this, I'm like, oh, maybe I just have like a lot of invisible rules built up in my head because
yeah.
I had so much imposter syndrome and I felt like I learned this about myself so late that I'm like, I still am like, oh, I'm such an outsider to this that I'm like making invisible
I think it's,
distance where there isn't any.
Yes. I think you probably
wow.
are.
Wow. That's we actually kind of huge.
We miss out on, as queer people, we miss out on this innocent stage of life Well, I didn't because I was kissing girls super early.
Well, sorry, not me because I wasn't like a loser, but like.
No, but we miss out. I was just so gay. I couldn't exist in the straight world. The straight world did not accept me. So I got to be outsider, me kissing girls. I was lucky in that weird way. But we miss out on that opportunity to be two kids who don't know what they're doing. You don't have enough sense to know that you're making faux pas or that there could be a faux. You just kiss someone. You know what I mean? We need to like make that okay for queer people to, well, not just kiss someone, read the social cues of the situation.
No, yeah, but just go into an experience with no knowledge.
Yeah, and it's okay to be there with no knowledge.
Yeah.
And it's okay for someone else to be there with no knowledge.
And you also don't have like years of media showing you like blueprints of how this social situation will go.
Yeah.
The way you do if you're like in like a straight interaction.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's surprising how much of the blueprint does apply. You do something
it's
nice.
True.
Like you hold the door open.
Yeah. You want to know a gay trick? Bring a layer. Girls are always cold.
Sweater?
Yeah. bring an extra layer. Even if you're a little
hot. If you drape something across my shoulders, I'm done. I'm fucking done.
What about a cape?
Well, so something.
Hell yeah, dude.
You make a good point when you're like, you drape something on my shoulders, I'm fucking done. My mom always, like, this sounds so stupid, but just like when I was growing up and my mom was teaching me how to interact with the world, you know, treat other people the way you want to be treated. And I feel like that can be in romance too sometimes.
Yes, yes.
Like, woo other people the way you'd like to be wooed.
If a girl offered me her coat, I would melt. I would melt if a girl offered me her coat. Are you kidding?
Yeah, that's
oh my
so
God.
Cute.
That's adorable. Yeah. Maybe it's too small on me. And I experience some sort of gender euphoria that I don't really understand what that is. Do you have a type, do you think?
A cute little nod for the listeners.
I don't know, maybe.
Pay attention, listener.
I can say like,
Maddie's very funny, very successful.
Can I say like celebrity crushes?
Yeah.
Okay. Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
Very femme.
Kristen fucking Stewart.
Okay, less femme.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in love with Kristen Stewart.
That's so weird. I hadn't heard that before. Am I too deadpan?
It was pretty deadpan.
All right. I'll ham it up. I'll be more of a ham. I never heard that before. Oh, you really like that delivery better.
It's just making me think of like,
I ain't never heard anything like that before.
Just making me think of like Andrew Dice Clay doing Sunday School.
Oh my gosh.
Or am I thinking like Rodney Dangerfield? I'm lumping together like an era of like that type of man.
Yeah.
But that would, for some reason, really knows like deep cut,
lesbian,
extremely online queer culture.
Yeah. Rodney Dangerfield. Just be like, I can't get
no respect from my he, they pronouns.
I got misgendered the other day. Can't get no respect. Yeah, something like that.
Take my wife. How do you even know if it's my wife? She's a man inside of a woman watching a woman.
Why'd you assume I have a wife? You didn't ask for my wife's pronouns. Can't get no respect.
Get the fuck out of here.
I think we'll go to Kate if you're ready.
Oh, God, this has all been my gay sex. Yeah.
Technically. We have to.
Oh, my God, I got so swept up in it.
My first time.
Yes, please.
Slide into Maddie's DMs. I'm just going to put it out there.
Do you want that?
Do you want that?
I would love that.
Okay.
My fucking God.
I'd love that.
Especially because now this is the perfect pretense of like, you've heard me discuss that I'm going to be back.
They've disclaimers. They've gotten a disclaimer.
Yeah.
Have sex with Maddie. If we accomplish sex with Maddie, and if, don't be fucking lesbians about it. Okay? Just ask. Just say, hey, Matt, here, I'm going to give you the line, okay? All right. Hey, Maddie, I heard you on We're Having Gay Sex. I thought you were really funny and really cute. Would you like to go on a date with me? That's all you have to say. That's literally all you have to say.
My life's going to change forever. It's like too big of a blessing. It's like a golden ticket.
You like win the lottery and your life gets destroyed. You like mismanage.
It goes to my head and I'm like a wreck in like 2 weeks. I'm like, one girl talk to me. I'm gonna kill myself.
You like start drinking and smoking again.
Yeah. Quick comedy.
Just a quick cut to you in a room that's clearly during the day, but the blinds are drawn and you're just like, I can't do this anymore.
It's and I have sex with a woman and it's like, what is it, like Lovecraftian horror where you're like, I've seen something too good to humanly comprehend and now it's driven me crazy. Like now I like can't process like daily life.
Did you say chicken nuggets?
Nowhere in there.
Like you said,
I think that was a little Rorschach test for you.
I thought you said
the thing that Kate can't comprehend that's too good chicken nuggets.
No.
Chicken nuggets ruin life for Kate.
I was like, think about what it would be like to meet God, and you're like, chicken nuggets.
Wow. What a moment for me.
That was one of the funniest things.
I will say, guys, if I... Kate, did you have gay sex this week?
Ooh. My gay sex for this week is a kind of boring progression of what has happened to my Instagram Explore page.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm not on it anymore because I'm shadow banned. Let them write to them. Tweet homophobia. Patreon.com/WHGS.
True. To solve it once and for all.
Yep. Garrett.
The whole time. It only took like, what, $5 a month?
It's true. That's correct.
Okay. At first, my Explore page was animals. Okay. Cute little animals, doggies mostly, some little ducks and pigs.
I love ducks. I love duck TikTok.
Yeah.
Duck
fucking talk. Adorable little animals.
Do you ever hear somebody's Explore page or see it and you're like, oh, I didn't realize like how far I was?
Yes.
Where I was like, oh, that's so cute. That's
yes.
Ducks.
So that's what has happened to me.
Well,
what is yours?
I want to know. It really, a third of it is Kristen Stewart. It's like specifically Kristen Stewart. It's Kristen.
I ain't never heard of that before.
It's Kristen Stewart and like tiny little micro tattoos and
bro
and yoga videos.
Like, yeah, my Explore page has
like
been
yoga?
Has been Kristen Stewart and Stick and Poke for 7 years, and I found out yesterday that I'm gay.
Before there was even a For You page. 7 years ago, Maddie was being served ads of Stick and Poke tattoos.
Yeah, when the algorithm Kristen was Stewart. So rudimentary, it was like, it didn't fucking
that
know.
Is another category of it, is Kristen Stewart tattoos specifically. It's specifically like zoomed in, like, look at Kristen's new tattoo.
That's so funny.
Continue.
It was baby animals at first. Then it was like very kind of vaguely lesbians. Not famous lesbians, just kind of like,
and just
other
vaguely,
lesbians.
Like from a distance.
Like 200 followers. Like,
yes. It was serving me like random, like, you know, like a lot of engagement posts would kind of make their way onto the Explore page because all of their friends liked it. And so Instagram thinks this is huge news. And then I'm just seeing like a random person.
Instagram is just a newsie.
Yeah.
A tiny, it's like, a little
extra, extra. Read all about it. Two dykes in Arizona tying the knot. Just like, okay. And so then I tried really hard to get it back to being dogs. Like, I was like, I would be like, not specifically
knows,
not looking.
It knows you have denial.
I would scroll fast past the lesbians and like click on dogs, even like wiener dogs that I don't fucking care about. I was just like, bring back the animals,
yeah,
please.
Fuck wiener dogs.
I don't like them. They freak me out.
I like all dogs. I really do. Even the little ratty ones.
I've been bit by a lot of small dogs. Anyway.
It's because you run with a hot dog. Kate runs with a hot dog.
Well, now that I have a dog, dogs leave me alone. The other day I was walking without my dog and a little dog came and was trying to bite me on the ankle, but I had these high Vans on, so I was
I skateboarded
okay.
away.
Yeah, pretty much. But so I tried to get it back to the animals, and then meanwhile, at the same time, the ads are changing. The ads are trying to figure out whether to sell me the like gender fluid clothes or the full blown like man clothes. It can't tell. Which, first of all, like, how insulting if I was a full blown like cis man and they're like, oh, we'll give you clothes for little tiny boys with big boobies. And it's like, what are you talking about? Like, that seems like a huge risk just for a robot to calculate.
My Instagram ads are the straightest thing about me.
Really?
Yeah, my Instagram ads are like the like girl places.
I thought you were gonna be like, my Instagram ads are like girl. You need some makeup.
My Instagram ads are like borderline racially inflammatory. Girl. We have this great candle for you.
So and obviously there are so few like clothing options that I am clicking on some of these things only to find out that like one fucking t-shirt costs $105. And I'm like, okay, fuck me. So I'm kind of trying to ignore those now because I'm getting infuriated by the, you know, ginormous prices of genderqueer clothing. And the men's clothing, I'm figuring out, is all overseas stuff that like you can never return or try on, or like it'll maybe never even
come. I
love
that you're continuing to do this scrolling act out, and it's just so representative of you just trying to find your gender. Just exhausted scrolling, trying to find Maddie's Tumblr.
Just a Sisyphean task of identity. So then at the same time as I'm trying to kind of get rid of those like pretty well targeted ads, I start getting trans men on my explore page or my whatever it is called. And then I click and I can't help it. I have to click and I have to look at the trans guys
and see what they're
saying and see how they've been doing and see what they recommend. And they're always like, here's the 10 things I wish somebody told me before. And I'm like, okay. So I'm clicking, and it's mostly these kind of like small, skinny trans guys, which obviously is not the best thing for me to be looking at, because that's not the reality of what my transition would be like if I chose to. But I'm like, okay, that's the internet anyways. They show you the like conventionally whatever, you know, mostly white, mostly skinny, mostly really masculine guys. And yeah. I'm like, okay. And then it takes a turn for the weird and it starts showing me trans male bodybuilders.
Oh.
Which gives me like a different type of like body dysmorphia. Where I'm like, oh, these guys are huge.
Yeah.
But they're like so huge. And then it got so deep, and I'm not doing anything to try to encourage this. Like, I'm being careful of what I click on and being careful of what I even look at for too long. Here I go with the scrolling motion again. But the guys, they just keep getting bigger and bigger and stronger and more macho and more toxic. And I'm just like, what am I witnessing here? Like, yeah. Why is this doing this to me? And I'm just like, oh my God. And then it gets to the point where it's trans bodybuilders that are on steroids. Like, every post was like, so you guys figured me out. I'm not Natty. And I was like, Natty? Like, and I thought,
You're on like Nick Simmons' Instagram.
The trans version.
You're on the intersection of Nick Simmons and like, you know, just queer TikTok.
It was just like, here's the protein shakes I drink in the morning. Here's like my tea injections and then my other injections that the government doesn't allow. Like, it was just like chaos. I'm like,
Natty,
oh my God.
Natty means natural, I'm assuming.
Yes, yeah. Natty means natural.
Bodybuilding,
At first, when I see Natty, I think Natty Light, right? And I'd be like, I'm not in that Natty life anymore. And I'm like, oh, great. They stopped drinking beer. And then they're like, actually, no, I'm injecting poison into myself. Anyway. I'm sure there are people who know how to safely bodybuild, so if that is you, I don't mean to offend, but it is fascinating how the internet figured out.
Write in. Cancel Kate.
No.
For this bodybuilding content.
Don't do it. Don't. Nope. I'm just trying to say, it's just the internet figured out that I was trans masculine and then fed me nothing but different unhealthy extremes.
Yeah, because it's trying to, that's what the internet does. It feeds you unhealthy extremes, and it wouldn't be helpful to feed you Instagram.
Well, so then,
lady Instagram models, that's not gonna fuck up your brain.
Here's the chaos part is, so we went from like little skinny perfect white trans boys to like the big trans boys to like the ultra big bodybuilding steroids trans boys, and then
there's more.
We jumped to full-blown cis men. We're back to, we're like at influencer accounts. Like, I live on my farm with my Christian wife. Like, here's how I maintain my beard. I'm living the simple life as a man.
Okay, wait. Do you think that what is happening here is that the cis men are jerking off to the mega bodybuilder trans man? And no. Instagram somehow knows that?
No.
And now thinks...
I don't know. I don't know really what happened, but it has completely jumped to like another thing that I will never be and have no desire to be, which is like a full blown kind of like heteropatriarchal cis man. I'm just like, what happened to my little ducks?
That's wild.
Bring back the ducks and the biggies.
Hashtag bring back the ducks. And don't misspell that one. Otherwise, you'll really mess up your explore page. Wow. Fascinating.
Isn't that weird?
Where will it go next? We'll just go to cis women?
Yeah, maybe it'll loop back around. It'll go to those guys' wives.
Yeah.
And then the internet will be like, and as we know, women are just as important as animals. I'll be back as a little cow that's friends with a snake or whatever.
I would love to see a cow that's friends with a snake.
Me too.
Interesting. What a strange.
Strange.
I'm like, I truly am at a loss as to why that would happen.
Very
like
bizarre. Algorithm.
I
and part of the problem is that I keep clicking on the cis men because I think that they're going to be trans men whose stories I am interested
in. You sit there
hear.
And zoom in for but 10 clicking, minutes yeah, and like, now it's where? Like you love.
I'm like, wow, this guy's top surgery was impeccable. Like,
I think though the algorithms understand the outrage though because, well, first of all, there's lots of people documenting this process, how they actually had to stifle their laughter and their breathing in the way that they're, because they, it turned, people think it's the mic. People think it's less about what you're staring at and more about the, and like maybe what the camera's picking up, maybe what the mic
no,
is picking
no, no,
up.
No, 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 that's horrifying.
Yeah,
horrifying.
I thought no. it, I thought it was, I thought that was a myth and that it was really all just, they have so much of our actual data.
Right. And it's not you alone. They're not just looking at your data. They're looking at people like you.
Yeah.
So every time you see like a cis man, though, you're like, what the? Why is this on my explore page? They're like, emotion detected.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what they sound like. All the computers. I used to be an engineer. But I do think they are somehow more trained on outrage than they are on actual pleasure. Because you know what I look at a lot? And this is going to sound, I'm a vegetarian. I get a lot of meat. I get a lot of meat content. Seasoning meat, barbecuing meat.
Because they want you to comment and be like, this is disgusting.
I don't know. But I watch it because it satisfies a weird part of my brain where I'm like, oh, I can't eat this stuff, but I can like create the sensation of eating this stuff and therefore not crave it.
Whoa.
Yeah. In fact, I then learned that that is something that people who struggle with eating disorders actually use it as a technique to curb their hunger, which is very sad.
I like trigger warning, but can speak to that of like, Tumblr days, that would be like a thing where, I don't know if it's like too dark, but
no,
that there would be like a thing that was like pro anorexia accounts,
yes,
that would like pop up and they would be like, oh, just like smell cupcakes and then like eat lettuce and you can pretend that that's what you're eating. And it was like a big, like,
whoa.
I got sucked into that big on Tumblr, was like how to,
yeah,
actively give yourself
there's
an eating
so
disorder.
Much self-harm content that kids are consuming in that makes me so sad. Yeah. I'm actually quite frightened for your generation. Anyway, let's help Maddie get fucked.
I've had a really hard life. I was on Tumblr.
Really dark, scary parts of Tumblr. Fix her.
Yeah, like the Doctor Who fandom. That was my explore phase, actually. Was one of the things that I'm like, I'm not into this, but I'm so adjacent to this,
yeah,
in everything else that I'm liking that I like weirdly am like aware of that community.
That's so funny.
That's really funny. All right. Shall we do butt plugs?
Yeah, let's do it.
You said you have some tour dates coming up. Repeat it because people don't fucking. Here's the thing. If you quit now, fuck you. Just fuck you. This is free content. Listen to this part.
Yeah. I'm going on tour this summer with my good buddy Emil Joachim, and all the tour dates are going to be on my Instagram at Maddie T. Wiener. And you can catch me at shows in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to repeat yours?
Luke Ass Spectacular on May 26th at Union Hall. You can find information on that at D. Kate Sisk on Instagram, mostly, also Twitter, and katesisk.com for everything else, including my mailing and text list.
I'm unsearchable.
Off the grid.
That's why it's important to be on the fucking text list.
Don't let these homophobic algorithms control what you see. Why did I end so aggressively?
I don't know.
That pie is so good, though.
I'm really excited to eat it.
I know. It's been sitting there an hour.
I didn't want to be.
You didn't touch it.
God, my nipples hurt.
Thanks for listening, guys. One more plug for the Patreon. Patreon.com/WHGS. Help me reach 4,500 subscribers to pay for our new employee who's helping me with tour stuff and give Alex a raise and to just help the whole team get out of this studio apartment. That would be great. Patreon.com/WHGS. And the gay thought today. Listener, what do you prefer in a dildo? I just have recorded with a guest and I don't want to give it away, but do you prefer a realistic ding-a-ling? Or do you want something from outer space? I don't have a dildo, so I can't really answer these questions. This is a dildo-free household, and I'm keeping it that way. I don't know why I'm saying it like I wouldn't allow a dildo in here. Of course I would allow a dildo in here, but I know for me personally, if I saw one with veins, I would get uncomfortable. And to those of you with veins in your junk, congratulations. But I prefer, like, you know, a fictional, like a Smurf. I want a Smurf dick. Small, blue, probably not real. What do you guys like? Write in. All right, have a great week, listener.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.